having prepared properly for meditation. Do a quick check of your being. Is your body physically comfortable, not adjusted? Do your mind here? Let go of other things. First one should take refuge with faith in the teachers and those who have gone before, and a great yearning for shelter in the midst of samsara. One should believe that refuge can be attained. Image that above your head there is a very beautiful gold light. Below your body, the same. In front of you. Behind you. To the right. The left. Directions. All the lights join up. They're sitting in an oval shape of gold color. Then one should think as follows: all beings are my mothers, whose innumerable acts of kindness have nurtured me to now from beginningless time. It is sorrowful to know that so many beings are caught in the blindness of suffering. Through the powerful, wholesome action of practicing this meditation, may all be freed from suffering. For the benefit of all sentient beings, may I realize that great compassion, which is inseparable from the activity that stirs the pit of samsara. It is for this purpose that I am doing this practice. Turning awareness within, contemplate the essential emptiness of one's being. Seeing this space rather than the molecules of form from the top of the head to the soles of the feet. Our feelings, sounds, thoughts are like the wind blowing in space. Emptiness moving on emptiness. And you say the mantra of emptiness three times, and as you're doing that, you just scan through the body and feel a sense of the space between the molecules of Om Subhava Shura Sarvata Subhava Shura Om Subhava Shura Sarvata Subhava Shura. From the emptiness, a shimmer of energy above one's head forms into a lotus in full bloom, radiant and beautiful. In the center of this lotus, a moon disc appears, lying flat and radiating moon-colored light. The light swirls above the moon disc and then forms into the Tibetan letter. Imagine it like a flame if you don't know how it reads it. It is said that Chenrezig, the compassionate bodhisattva, appeared from the white force field of a Hri sound when the Buddhas of all times called on him to help sentient beings. The Hri can be visualized as shining white light, which emanates rainbow light. Rainbow light is of five colors: white, red, yellow, green, and blue, and appears white. So now rainbow light appearing white radiates from the Hri in all directions. You know how snow appears white, but at certain angles you can see the different prism like red and sparkles just shining out. It's like that. Rainbow light appearing white radiates from the Hri in all directions to make offerings to the Buddhas of the three times and the ten directions. In English. I didn't hear very many of you, so I have to do them in English. Vajra, water for drinking, water for washing, flowers. Do the ones you're doing, don't look at me. Flowers, incense, scented water, food, music. I forgot light, did I? Yeah, start again. Vendra, water for drinking, water for washing, flowers, incense, light, scented water, food, music, a home, school. This light returns, carrying the blessings of all the Buddhas. Feel that there is a return from the consciousness of awakening. Again, there is a pulsation of light. Which moves to the entire universe, bathing all manifestation. When this light returns, all the seeds of karma, the desires for action, are purified. All disease, unwholesomeness, pain, and obscuration are empty, void of meaning. Oneself and all others are freed from suffering and established in happiness. And the free dissolves into light. This light coalesces into the form of the four-armed Chenrezig, who is the essence of all refuge. He sits in the cross-legged or Vajra position upon the white moon disc in the lotus. His body is radiant, the color of newly fallen snow in bright sunlight, and rainbow light shines from he is holding a jewel between two of his four arms. Can you see the jewel? Positioned at his heart center in an attitude of prayer. The second right hand is holding a crystal rosary. And the second left hand is holding the stem of a white lotus, the blossom of which is near his left ear. He is clothed in the finest of silk garments, embroidered in gold. His body is adorned with a superbly jeweled crown, beautiful earrings, necklaces, bracelets, anklets, and a belt with small tinkling bells hanging from it. The golden brown skin of a now extinct antelope called Trinesera drapes his left shoulder. Part of his hair is bound into a top knot on his head, while the rest falls freely over his shoulders. Above the crown on his head sits a small figure of the Buddha Amitabha, the red-colored Buddha of boundless light, in Nirmanakaya form. Chenrezig's back is supported by a full moon without stain. The three jewels Om reside in Chenrezig, and he emerges as the complete fusion of these three, plus all forms of refuge that might exist through that beginningless samsara. He is looking with greatly compassionate eyes, smiling lovingly at you and at all beings. He is always watching over each and every sentient being. With a heart filled with loving kindness, immutable in his care. Now, with great sincerity and personal integrity, concentrating on Chingrezig, one prays to him. As you are praying, so too are all sentient beings, so all manifestation is united together in prayer to Chingrezig. Pray until you feel moved in your own stream of being, keeping a sense of the presence of Chingrezig. If you wish to do a formal prayer, you may say, "We pray that you will liberate us, the six classes of beings who now rely completely on your compassion. Liberate us from the endless wandering of samsara. Guide us to the stainless wisdom." Having prayed from the sacred body of the Most Compassionate One, white rainbow light begins to emanate. This light comes from the whole body of Chingrezig and from the figure of Amitabha on his head. But it is especially strong from the heart of Chingrezig. Immeasurable and inconceivable white light pours from Chingrezig. Pervading the entire universe, inner and outer. This light bathes and purifies all creatures and creation. The outer realms are made inseparable from Dewa Chen, the Pure Land Paradise of the Buddha Amitabha. All that is beautiful to the senses of sight, sound, smell, taste, touch, and mind is here. Joyousness of nature fills all space. One now begins to say the six-syllable mantra Om Mani Padme Hum along with all sentient beings. And from a multitude of throats comes a sound like the droning of thousands of bees. O Manavan, O Manavan, white rainbow light continues to pour from the Chengrezi figure above you, O Manavan. It enters the crown of your head. As it also enters the crowns of the heads of every sentient being. Someone you want to particularly pray for, or a situation. Particularly imagine the light washing them as well as you. The light is washing through your body. Permeate your entire being, woman. It's just cascading from the Chengrezi. It's just washing everywhere, woman. All your ancestors, woman. Oh, one of them. When the light has completely filled your being, all unwholesomeness resulting from body, speech, and mind activity, motivated by ignorance, is made whole. This includes the five inexcusable actions of patricide, matricide, killing one's spiritual teacher, causing injury to the awakened, causing division in the Sangha. All failure to uphold the 10 marks of Sila are purified. When the light thoroughly cleanses one's being, there will be no more cause for future rebirth in unhappy states. The light has completely filled yourself and all sentient beings. You and all manifestation have become inseparable from the body, speech, and mind of the greatly compassionate Chenrezig. The form of the Chenrezig becomes even more clear and bright, shining yet empty like a rainbow. All manifestation is also rainbow light. From the smallest particle to the vastness of heaven. Here there is no differentiation, no naming. All is jeweled luminosity. Outer, inner, and Chenrezig become one. With the removal of obscuration, there remains only rainbow clarity, without contrivance. Form, sound, awareness are inseparable from emptiness. Sounds are the buzzing of the mantra of Chenrezig. Now, a six-petaled lotus lying flat forms in your heart center. In its center, a beautiful white Hri syllable shines like a flame. On each of the petals stands one syllable of the mantra. So feel each one, Om. From the Om, emanate innumerable om syllables, which as white light shines from the heart, spreading in all directions to purify and fill all manifestation with the white light of the perfection of mental stability. This light completely purifies all karmic propensities of pride, thus establishing the Buddha wisdom of equality, the realm of the gods. Repeat one rosary of the mantra, stressing the Om sound, and visualize the white light moving from your heart. Om Mani Padme Hum. From the ma emanate innumerable ma syllables, which as green light shine from your heart, spreading in all directions to purify and fill all manifestation with the green light of the perfection of patience. This light completely purifies our karmic propensities of jealousy, thus establishing the Buddha wisdom of activity, volition, the realm of assurers. Repeat one rosary of the mantra, stressing the ma sound, and visualize the green light moving from your heart. Om ma anivyama. Om ma. Om ma. Om Om Mani Padme Hum. From the ni emanate innumerable ni syllables which as yellow light shine from the heart, spreading in all directions to purify and fill all manifestation with the yellow light of the perfection of morality. Uniting body, speech, mind, merit, and performance. This light completely purifies all karmic propensities of ignorance causing doubt and desire. Transforming samsara into the sphere of nirvana through spontaneous, non-clinging awareness, the realm of humans. Repeat one rosary of the mantra, stressing the knee sound. Visualize the yellow light moving from your heart. Omani ni 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 syllables which is sky blue light shine from the heart, spreading in all directions to purify and fill all manifestation with the sky blue light of the perfection of diligence. This light completely purifies all karmic propensities of dullness and stupidity, thus establishing the Buddha wisdom of Dharma, the realm of the animals. The sky blue light moving from your heart. Syllables, which is red light, shine from the heart, spreading in all directions to purify and fill all manifestation with the red light of the perfection of generosity. This light completely purifies all karmic propensities of tanha, thirst, grasping, and clinging, thus establishing the Buddha wisdom of discrimination, the realm of the hungry ghosts, the pratas. Repeat one rosary of the mantra, stressing the me sound, and visualize the red light moving from your heart. Om mani padme hume.
Amen.
From the Hong emanate innumerable Hong syllables, such as blue-black light shines from the heart, spreading in all directions to purify and fill all manifestation with the blue-black light of the perfection of wisdom. This light completely purifies all karmic propensities of anger that grasps at duality, thus establishing the mirror-like wisdom of the Buddhas, the various hell realms. Repeat one rosary of the mantra, stressing the Hom sound, and visualize the blue-black light moving from your heart. Om Mani Padme Hum. Now visualize the six kinds of light returning to the Hri, in the center of the heart, which the Hri shines with the diamond white light in the center of the lotus in your heart. As the light returns, it is absorbed into the Hri and is purified. Repeat one rosary of the mantra, stressing the six colors of light returning to the Hri syllable. And then sit in silence. So first the white light, Om, 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 Om. Green, Om, 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 yellow, Om Mani. Om Mani. Sky blue, omnipotent. Red omnipotent moon. Blue, black, oh, money, be my home. All the life's coming back, concentrate more and more on them coming into the tree in your heart and being pure. Bring your focus more and more to the tree. All the purified outer realms now dissolve into light, which is absorbed into the rainbow body of Chengrezi above your head. The figure of Chengrezi is then absorbed as light through the crown of your head, merging with every cell of your body. Especially your heart. Your body now dissolves, becoming light. This is absorbed into the lotus and mantra in your heart. Six petals and the mantra are absorbed into the Kri of diamond white clarity. The Kri begins to shrink and dissolve simultaneously. Until only a dot is left. And the dot dissolves. After having rested in the essential natural emptiness for some time, united with the mind of the Supreme One, the form of Chenrezig reappears in a flash. Whatever reappears is the face of Chenrezig. All manifestation is the body of Chenrezig. All sound is the sound of the six-syllable mantra. All activity of mind is the essential emptiness of Dharmakaya. Carry this thought with you throughout your daily life. Then, considering the lack of clarity and the confusion that could possibly, outside chance, perhaps, maybe, a tad, somewhere, still remain, consciously state the sharing of the wholesomeness of this practice with all sentient beings. Whatever wholesomeness has been gathered by this practice, we share it with all beings so that there is no suffering. Whatever wholesomeness has been gathered by this practice, we share it with all beings so there is no suffering. Whatever wholesomeness has been gathered by this practice, we share it with all beings so there is no suffering. Make the vow to continue to strive for purity of knowledge and for compassion for the sake of all beings. I vow. With this aim, pray to the greatly compassionate one to continue to look upon you and all others with loving care. And then feel free to move, but conclude the meditation by doing a brief review, clearly remembering the practice without doubt or skepticism. When we started the practice, we prepared properly for meditation. We took refuge with faith in the teachers and those who have gone before. I love that line. With faith in the teachers and those who have gone before. With a great yearning for shelter in the midst of samsara, and one should think that that refuge can be obtained or attained. I love that. It's so beautiful, isn't it? I mean, it is true. You should think that if you're going to try for it. You should think it's there. So did you do that? Did it feel like that to you? And all beings are my mothers, whose innumerable acts of kindness have nurtured me to now from beginningless time. Was there anything that came through that for you? Remember it. Sorry to see beings suffer. Remember that. What was that like? The power of the wholesome action of practicing this meditation, I wish all to be freed of suffering. And while I'm doing this practice, to realize that the activity of samsara is not separate from compassion. That's what I pray to know. It is for this sake that I did this practice. I remember saying that. And you did the hollow body practice? How did that go? Was there a sense of hollowness or not? And the free arose above the head, sending out rainbow light, one pulsation which made offerings to all the Buddhas. When the light returned, you felt a blessing from the awakened consciousness. And there was another pulsation of light which purified all seeds of karma. All the desires for action were purified, and so therefore one was able to see Chenrezig. You is sitting above the head. Cross-legged. Could you see the color of his body? Could you see the jewel? Was it faceted or was it smooth? Could you see into it or was it cloudy? Was it shining in light or was it dull? Did you have a sense of it? Was it soft or hard? Color. Hand that was holding the crystal rosary, did you have a feeling of that hand there? Could you see the beads of the rosary? And the lotus in the other hand was near his ear. The color was in. Could you smell it? Could you see the silk garments, the embroidery on them? Could you see the crown, the earrings, the necklaces, bracelets, anklets? Could you hear the belt tinkling? What about the antelope skin? His hair bound part in a top knot and part falling down. Very often hair represents the direction of thought. Figure of Amitabha Buddha, red colored Buddha. Above his head and his back was supported by a full moon and the Oma Hom wherein Jin raises energy. He was the summation of all refuge. He was looking at you with love and you prayed to him. Remember your prayer. Very clear about your prayer. Remember the light coming after we prayed. We started saying the mantra. In the light, we did three rosaries of the mantra, and the light washed your whole being. And anyone you prayed for, it washed as well. Can you remember that? Remember what that felt like. Was there anything in particular that didn't wash? Was there anything in particular that did wash? Purified all activity, purified all the unwholesomeness and pain of the past, so that then you and all beings became inseparable from Jin Meizi. That is to say, all the actions from that point on become compassionate. Whatever action is performed has now become compassionate. So you see that your heart center is actually a wheel which sends out the appropriate activity and sound for whatever is necessary in the world. The wheel has six colors and six sounds. There's a Hri in the center. Mm-hmm. Could you feel all six? Did you fake it? Then we send out the white light. What was that feeling like? And the red light, the green light. What did that feel like? And the yellow. The white was to purify pride, was to mental stability. The green was to purify jealousy with patience. The yellow is transform doubt and desire into the understanding of what is present. Seeing things as they are with spontaneous, unclinging awareness. Yeah. The sky blue light, what was the feeling of that? Did you actually feel, sense one of them stronger than the other? Which one, which was the least powerful for you? Dullness or stupidity with the blue light, becoming aware of cause and effect. May red light purifying lust through generosity. Home. Anger that grasps that duality with the blue black light of the home. Purified into seeing, very like wisdom, Buddha wisdom. And then all the lights came back, bringing with them whatever needed to be recycled. Goes to the great recycling depot of the Hri in your heart. Takes it all in. Each of the colors came back, white, green, yellow. Sky blue, red, blue black. And then it's all the colors coming into the Hri, and you focus more and more on the Hri. And you came to silence. And all the purified outer realms dissolved into light, which was absorbed into the chimpanzee. And he dissolved into light, his beautiful rainbow body, merged with every cell of your being, especially your heart. So all your clingings disappeared, and you dissolved into the lotus and the mantra with the Hri. And then the lotus and mantra dissolved into the Hri, and the Hri dissolved. And did the mind still when there was a dissolution of the Hri? And what was your reaction to that? Did you jump when there was stillness? Did you start feeling restless? Did you go deeper? Just be curious. Then whatever arose, what was it that arose? Was it that dog barking? What was it? That was the face of Chinrezi for you. Whatever arose is the face of Chinrezi. All manifestation is the body of Chinrezi. All sound is the sound of the six-syllable mantra. All activity of mind is the essential emptiness of Dharmakaya. Carry this thought with you throughout your daily life. And then with the sharing of the merit, you made a vow to continue to strive for purity of knowledge and compassion. You prayed for Chinrezi's help. Remember that. Remember you did these things. Thank you. Thank you for your great compassion.
I have a question. However arises, is how do we do with that? Is that something we have to carry?
I think mostly, most of the time, I have questioned that. How can that slob behind me who just hit me in the knee when I'm being holy here? He just hit me in the back with his knee. And here I am doing this perfect meditation. How can he be the face of Chenrezig? Right? It's a really good question. It's a very good question. And it doesn't have an easy answer. But if all activity is not separate from compassion, then also my anger can't be separate from compassion. Because it's an activity. And somehow the inner and outer are not separate from each other. Chenrezig is inner, Chenrezig is outer. You have to really let go of inner and outer to understand that. And that's what this meditation is so beautiful, isn't it? It will slowly allow you to see there's no difference between inner activity and outer activity. It's the I that is insulted. It's the I that thinks I'm not being holy or I am being holy. Or that cannot possibly be the phase. That must be. Eventually, if you just by asking that question, you start wondering who it is that doesn't see everything as changing. So it's not. Are you understanding me, my friend?
Not all of it, no. But it gives me.
It's not that you get an answer to the question. It's that the question causes you to really question. That is profound, you know, it's a really profound little statement in there. It's like a koan in the Japanese system. You get a koan, and if you come up with an answer, your teacher will probably just walk you off the side of the head, real good. Get out of here, you smart ass. If I wanted an answer, I'd give it myself. I don't want an answer, I want transformation. What do you think this is? The reading room for the Encyclopedia Britannica? Move it! You know, it's like that. No answer, just question. And do anything you want with it, you know? Be ridiculous. You know, if it was the dog, go get a picture of a barking dog and you start doing talk to it. Nice question. Thank you, Francine. Any other questions, answers? Such a beautiful meditation, isn't it? Hi, Chris. No other questions, answers, comments? You can, you know, you can follow classically all of the different things like Trinacerus, an antelope that was one of the most peaceful antelopes in the Tibet and is now extinct. It's kind of a poignant truth. Has been extinct, was extinct 100 years ago. Remember it in this. Somehow the skin. You can trace it a lot of different ways. You can realize that the skin is dead. The only live part of your being is the surface of your eyes when you look at somebody else. the actual skin is dead cells being pushed off. Everywhere you walk, you just leave detritus. Wafting deadness follows the path. Scaled away. Like trees with their bark, we're continuously pushing it out. So the skin, from the skin, it's interesting. A lot of ways to play with these, you know, play with these images. They won't necessarily come through easily, but what if you keep engaging your mind with them? There will be a similar kind of image within whatever culture you are comfortable. You have your roots. And if you keep pushing at the root here, something will arise in your own culture. And you'll be looking through ads in a magazine or something, and you'll just go, oh, for goodness sake. You'll see the equivalent symbol in your own culture, and then you will understand both cultures better. Am I making sense to you? Do you understand that? When you work with these things, you are asking for something from the level of sankhara, of archetype. Something that is not fixed in a solid form, but it's a principle of formation. So the principle that you're touching on will show you how it's represented in your culture. Chenmezi is real. Trinesra is real, not necessarily as that skin, as that antelope, as that butt. So if you start to work with it and ask, something will come within your own living world that will speak to you of your question. You don't so much have to get the right answer as you have to be interested. That's why it's recommended you don't change the words. Don't change the words of these, because these are very carefully crafted. They're just a bunch of doorbells, and you just push them all, and answers will come. So thank you very much. See you next time.